You're listening to the Horrified Chicken Podcast. Warning, spoilers, and explicit language.
So, Nicole, what the fuck did we just watch?
Well, we watched 1981 film The Beyond, Italian horror film with lots of eye trauma.
I didn't mean what's the name. I meant what the fuck did we just watch? That's what I meant. That was a interesting movie that we just watched here tonight.
Yeah, I had two schools of thoughts I wanted to read from critics, but
oh, okay.
I can't find one now.
Of course you can't. That's being prepared.
But this is one camp, okay? So I will find the other one as
So you're reading it, or you're just kind of like...
I'm reading...
Okay.
This is something I read.
Okay. I just meant like you can't find it, so you're kind of like, this is kind of what it said.
Well, I actually needed a minute to find them, and then you started.
Okay,
and
I said
I was ready, I'm not ready.
Thank you for clarifying that I did ask my wife four times if she was ready, and she was like giving me a look like, yeah, fucking hit record, I'm ready.
Well, I thought I would find it, but...
I mean, I could easily pause this right now if I need to.
Yeah, you should do that.
Okay, let me see if that'll work. Okay, and we're back.
I found them.
All right, so I'll read them.
One critic said that people get killed all over the hotel. Then, after they're killed, they get ugly. We never know why they get killed or why they get ugly, which leads me to suspect that maybe this is an art film. At the end of the movie, the dead walk. Then the people leave the movie theater. They just look like dead people who walked out of the morgue. Maybe this is not an art movie. Maybe this is a documentary. All right. Second school of thought. People who blame The Beyond for its lack of story have not understood that it's a film of imagines, which must be received without any reflection. They say it's very difficult to interpret such a film, but it's very easy to interpret a film with threads. Any idiot can understand Molinar's La Cage, well, I'm an idiot, or even Carpenter's Escape from New York, while The Beyond or Argentino's film Inferno are absolute films. Which camp do you fall in, Sean?
I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot, too. This fucking movie.
Yeah, this was a fucking strange one. I was like, where the fuck did you find this? I think you watched a documentary this week, and you wrote down a bunch of like movies that you wanted to watch. And like, I would say even 5 minutes into this movie, I'm going, what the fuck did she rope me into?
Well, it's an Italian horror film, which I don't have a problem with. I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with, even if it, like, this was clearly, but sometimes not clearly. I have a question about that it was dubbed over, right?
I think they're all like that, where sometimes it looks like they're speaking English and then they're dubbed.
Yeah, so it's weird because I found myself, because I didn't know what the fuck was going on, that I was watching their facial features, their mouths, to match what they were saying, and I was like, is this just like a mental thing where it looks like they're saying it because you're hearing the sound, so it kind of feels like it matches, like when we would watch those funny videos on YouTube that the kids would watch, where they would videos where they have like Star Wars, but they were talking over it, and it kind of looks like they're saying that. But I don't have a problem with that. It's just this movie was fucking weird, man.
Yeah, I sometimes their mouths moving would match up to the words, and sometimes they wouldn't. But I think it's filmed in Italian, and then I think they dub over it.
Yeah, I look, and it was like Italian was a language, and some said Italian and Spanish, some said Spanish. I don't know. I guess it depends where you're looking all over. But anyways, my take on it was like, this was just like, look at the special effects. Because...
Yeah.
I mean, it was, there was nothing like really creepy about the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't really creepy. It was just like scenes of like, okay, thought that one was bad. Watch this one.
Yeah.
And some of it I thought was done pretty fucking well, especially being like early 80s or late 70s when they made it or something. Mm-hmm. Right. But
I would disagree.
You would?
Okay, so some of it, yeah, but like, I mean, The Thing was made around this time too, and I never questioned, is that a mannequin? Oh yeah, that's a mannequin.
Well, I wonder what, who made The Thing? Was
John
that Carpenter?
Carpenter.
So I wonder if budgets were done differently, or I don't know.
Plus there's tarantulas eating people. Tarantulas don't eat people. Did you see how he was like pulled his whole eyeball out?
It was
funny.
Well, that was it. And you had even mentioned this earlier when we were talking. Like, there is a lot of eyeball trauma in this movie.
So much eyeball trauma.
Like, you could have named it something with the word eyeball in it.
The seven eyeballs of hell.
Well, I think that.
And then there could have been seven traumas to eyeballs.
What was there, like four traumas with an eyeball or something like that?
There was the maid got the eyeball, the nail through her eyeball. Mm-hmm. The plumber got
Joe.
His eyeball. Plumber Joe. Joe the plumber got his eyeballs gorged out by the like artist
some
dude.
Sort of. Is that who did it? Yeah. Oh yeah. Because we see his body after. So anyways.
And then the mom got. That death was weird. We're all over the place.
So I'll let you just kind of describe what the movie is even about.
Okay.
Because some of my listeners go, I never saw it, and I'm not going to waste my time. So.
Okay. So is her name Liza? Inherits a hotel from a rich uncle in New Orleans. She's from New York, the big city of New York. And she goes to try to, like, she's going to make a profit off of it. You know, she's going to reopen it up. And immediately she starts working on it, and people die. Did like that guy that fell off the roof die, or did he just get trauma?
I think he died. I think they're implying that he died.
And then after they die, they turn into walking dead, right?
Yeah. I think it says something, because like the beginning of the movie, there's this whole like thing of what's going to happen and how I think it says like the dead will walk the earth again or some shit like that.
So they're in the beginning, we start out, I don't remember. Do you remember what the date was? It was like 60 years prior.
Yeah, I think it's like 1921 or 27 or something like that.
And there's an artist and he's like painting a little hell painting. I guess it's a hell painting.
Yeah.
And apparently.
Schweik, I think his name was.
If you paint a painting like that in this hotel, it opens up a gate to hell.
Well, the hotel was buried over one of the seven doors that lead to hell.
Yes.
So
some people are accusing him of black magic. That's what's happening. So they come to murder him.
Yes. So this whole like 1920s scene, right?
With the pitchforks and the torches?
Torches on the fucking rowboats and everything. And
it took them a long time to row there, too.
Well, it did. Maybe they were rolling some credits on top.
So how do you get to that, like,
remember.
Hotel normally? Like, why would you stay in a hotel you could only access
by rowboat? I think this was a sneak attack by the villagers. You know, it's like they wanted to storm and go in and kill, you know, Frankenstein or whatever. But
right.
This
well, how
is,
did they know he was practicing black magic?
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. The door to hell has been opened by him, right?
And no, I don't think it's opened until they murder him. And then it's opened. So they actually, the villagers are actually responsible for opening the door to hell.
Yeah, I guess if that's the case, yeah. So why would they then? But just because maybe a maid would go in and be like, talking about the weird fuck, because the painting was weird, right?
It was like not that weird. It was in sand or something, or were they in oceans? I don't even know where they
were. I was gonna say, it's probably no weirder than any kind of fucking religious paintings or whatever we
right.
see over the, you know what I mean? Like,
especially
that's some crazy
like
shit.
The old religious
that's
painting.
What I'm saying. So, yeah, we don't really get to explain why they think he's a warlock. All I'm assuming
they
is
call him a warlock.
I'm just assuming maybe we don't see, you know, because the movie skips around. That maybe some weird shit had been happening since he was there. I don't know.
Do you think maybe the version we watched had things that made it disjointed because they were cut out? Or do you think it's just that's how the movie is?
I don't know. Like, I had read that there was like an Americanized version that came out later with different edits, but it was more of just, and I think that's what we saw, where the score changed and shit like that, maybe.
Right, because this ran 120 minutes. But then we had ads, so it took forever.
Holy
so
fuck.
Many fucking ads.
Because you know, anyone listening to this podcast for a while knows that I like to stay under like the hour and a half length of a movie because I tend to get a little heavy-eyed.
Right.
And I was like, oh, beautiful. What? It's 100 and, you know, an hour and 27 minutes or some shit like that. And then it was like, and these weren't even just like quick fucking 30-second ads. These were like you could go take a leak, get a drink, make some popcorn. It was like, oh, fuck, come on. But I was going to say that in the whole 20s flashback or whatever that we see, it's like all artsy sepia tone too.
Mm-hmm. Because back then everything was in sepia tone. Yeah. That's how people saw.
Yes.
When they looked, they were like, oh, sepia. And then we became technicolored.
So this is where we differ though on our thoughts of what are like our recollections of what happened, which plays out later in the movie, is they drag him to the basement. Well, they beat him with the fucking heavy chain.
Yeah. And it's that's good special effects where it rips open his flesh.
It is. And I'm not saying to get beat with a big heavy chain wouldn't fuck you up. But the way it like tore the flesh and shirt, I was like, really? That's more of a whip. Wouldn't it be more of a whip or something?
Let me beat you with a heavy chain and then we can see.
Again, I'm not saying you're not going to swell up. I'm just saying the way it tore through, I was like, okay. I knew right there, I was like, ooh, this is going to be an over-the-top fucking gory movie.
Yeah.
And I think they take him into the basement. Now, you said later on in the movie you think he got crucified in the basement. Because they end up crucifying. Because
that's where they find his body later, too.
Okay, but...
And he's still nailed to the... No, he's not.
But no, Liza sees him later in the movie towards the end. She sees him in room 36, correct?
Yeah.
Crucified in his room. And I thought I remembered they beat him down there and then they dragged him back up the stairs, the spiral stairs. So I think they did do it in room 36.
You know, by doing that, what they've essentially done to this hotel is they've ruined it because now they've opened a gate to hell. No one can, you know, have a hotel. They also flooded the basement by doing this. For some reason, hell has rivers.
Well, they are in Louisiana.
Yeah. I mean, that's well, like the basement flooded. Wasn't flooded originally when they took the artist down there. Now it's flooded all the time. There's no water running in the hotel. There's no electricity.
So that's what I was going to ask you. So we jump from the 20s up to 81 when Liza inherits this. So
right.
Somehow this thing is set. How did they close the gate to hell? Is that why it's flooded? Like they're like, the only way we can close the gates is to flood them.
I don't know.
Like how did it all
stop?
Well,
they walled up a wall. So is that how they did it?
That's right, that brick.
And then Joe the plumber, dumbass, goes in it trying to fix the plumbing.
You know, that part, yeah. So she...
He just rips out the wall and then he's like, whoa, look at this. And then all of a sudden his eyes are gorged out by... And what were they... Oops, sorry, Sean. What were they throwing all over the artist's face? What was that? It was hot?
Yeah. So when they... Yeah, when they kill him, I'm... Assuming it's some sort of acid mixture.
It has to be because it like ate through its flesh and then it became like a weird sculpture.
So they threw everything at us. They're like, not only are you going to see somebody get fucking torn apart with chains, which I still
disagree
with that. Not saying it wouldn't break skin, but it was like tearing skin. Anyways, you're going to see someone get crucified, which I admittedly turned. I don't like,
that looked good.
Did it?
Yeah.
I legitimately turned my head. I don't like seeing needles on TV shows. Like when Nicole watches all these like, you know, real things or whatever, like where people have to get, especially the obese shows.
Oh, where they cut all their extra skin off? Well,
that or when they do that big needle that sucks like body fat out, like, and they're like moving it around, like how when I'm gonna cook
a
turkey,
it's like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, like it's like when I cook a turkey and I have to put the thermometer in the right spot and it takes me 20 times. I don't like watching that shit. So this, I was like, ooh.
So when you cook a turkey and you do that, you turn your head.
No, that I don't mind. It reminds me of that.
What about the poor turkey? He doesn't like it.
Anyways, so I turned my head at this point. I did not want to see it, but.
I just felt like it was in the basement because it seemed like they went through cement.
No, I'm pretty sure it happened in room 36.
Well, whatever. Regardless.
It is room 36, not 39, right?
36. He dies and his death opens the seventh gate of hell or one of the seven gates
of
hell.
One of them, yes.
Where do you think the other six are?
One's in Niagara Falls, which is about 10 minutes away.
How do you know it's in Niagara Falls?
It is. It's in the Cave of the Winds.
Did you look it up? And they're like, these yep. are where the seven gates of hell are.
Yeah. It's the only other one I know of. The other five are a mystery still. To me, at least. All right. There is one in Niagara Falls.
If you know where one of the seven gates of
Better hell yet, are. It's in Love Canal.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's capped off. It was actually
It wasn't Hooker Chemical Company. It was actually a gate to hell.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Gross scene. But so, it's open. But how do they close it? I guess they build up a fucking brick wall, right?
Yeah, throw brick
a
little wall mortar. Apparently can hold back hell. Brick wall? Hell holder?
Yeah. So.
They were all Masons?
I don't know. So she has her friend Martin, and I think he's like
real estate dude.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Or developer or something.
I don't know.
He wants her to like take out loans and do all this crazy stuff. Good thing she didn't.
Well, it appears that she started to because she hired the painters.
Well, she only had a limited budget. She wasn't going for Martin's plan.
Yeah. It's like the money pit. With Shelley Long and mm-hmm. Tom Hanks, this house, except for there was no dead bodies or zombies in that one. So the painter's up there when she comes, and that's when he falls because he sees who we find out is Emily with yes. her cataracts.
Blind. They're blind. Yeah. It's their blind eyes.
They got too close and that looked really fake.
Her blind eyes?
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are probably like the first version of contacts, which I heard were very painful for people to put in.
Probably they looked like they would, like, because they looked like they were like thick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, yeah, I wonder. I'd have to. I'm not going to, but read and see if that was something uncomfortable for her.
I'm sure it was because I've read in even like Fright Night. I think those were really painful.
I don't even remember who wore them in Fright Night.
I don't know. Anyway.
So yeah, that's the first death of modern time to the movie. And then, yes, we have...
But he's not dead when they take him away. He's just bleeding. Like, he falls, and before mid-air. He even hit the ground, he already had blood coming out of his mouth.
So they're like, yeah, he bit the packet in midair.
Midair, yeah. So he, like, when he hits, it's already bleeding out of his mouth. And I'm like, ooh, they do that multiple times where they screw that up.
Do you think they catch that in the, what do they call it, the dailies when they... kind of watch what was recorded that day or whatever.
Well, maybe they're like, he bit his tongue on the way down.
And they're like,
yeah. And then all of a sudden.
He broke his leg, so fuck it, we keep it. We can't do it again.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. But he falls and he, you know, while falling, he's bleeding out of his mouth. And then he all of a sudden, like, he's fine. It's just blood out of his mouth. And then when they bring him in the house, he's got massive head trauma blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's maybe two because everything is more high definition now. You know, if you watch that on a VHS CRT TV, you probably wouldn't notice the blood in his mouth.
Maybe.
So, yeah, that's the first casualty we have. And then I believe the second one is because she calls the plumber.
Joe the plumber. Yeah.
But before that, we meet, I think we meet two. Martha is like the housekeeper.
Right.
And then there's Arthur.
Arthur.
Who is?
Sweaty.
Yeah, uncomfortably sweaty.
And apparently these people, they came with the house. She said they came with the house. She says it.
Yeah,
I didn't know
weird.
People just came with houses.
So we thought they were like part of the craziness that was going to ensue, but they end up getting killed in the movie, so I guess not. I don't know
yeah,
how.
Yeah, and why would they come with the house?
That's weird.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
But
it's not even artsy. Like, I know they're trying to say this is an artsy film.
Who the
film.
Fuck are you to call something not artsy? What
that
are you, an
random
or
people
something?
Come with the house and then there's no explanation of their purpose, but then they just are treated like any other victim in the house. They're not even special.
Yeah.
Because Martha is one of the people that gets her eyes popped out.
And we don't I don't think we even see how Arthur gets killed. But
he just apparently is like living under the water and then he jumps out.
Can I just address how pervy and disgusting and sweaty he seems? Because she catches him in the room and he says he's looking for
her room
and he says he's looking for keys and I'm like, no, he's going through her underwear.
Panties, yeah.
I don't like saying panties. I don't like that word.
He's going through her panties.
I hate that word.
I mean, the word panties?
I don't hate it, but I'm just, I don't know. It just sounds weird. Maybe it sounds weird when guys say panties. Like, well, a woman.
I love it when you wear panties, Sean.
I thought we were going to talk about that. That's for our other podcast.
Oh, the panty podcast. Yeah. Panty Raiders.
They're probably, if you look up panties on a podcatcher, I bet you that we'll come up with some kind of results for that.
Yeah, it could be they review movies that only have ladies in panties in them, which is most movies. But like at some point there has to be a scene where a lady has silky panties on.
Okay. Anyways, he just seemed really fucking just weird. Like, why is this motherfucker sweating so much? I guess you could say because he's in Louisiana.
Yeah. But if he's, yeah, I don't know.
And there's probably no air conditioning in these.
They weren't in the beginning, like, scene, right? Like, the old, the sepia scene? Martha and...
No. So I don't think they are, but can I just...
But the, what's her face is?
Oh, Emily?
Emily is,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, but we'll get to Emily.
But she's right in the beginning. And she has normal eyes then.
And she's in... Right, but... exactly. Mm-hmm. There is a panty selling podcast. There is Panties in the Mouth podcast.
Okay, we're gonna listen. That one. Okay,
purple
I'm gonna,
panties.
Sean, I don't want to hear about these panty.
If
podcasts.
These panties could talk,
mine was literally a joke, and now you're telling people to go listen to these panty podcasts.
I'm just saying. When I tell people at work and they go, "What's a podcast?" And I'm
like,
"You're
going to tell them to
anything?"
Look up one
of them? No, I just say, like, look, whatever your thing is, there's probably a podcast. And in some guy's mind, he probably didn't say it, but he's like, "I like panties." Guess what? There's a podcast for it, multiple. All right. Sorry. I just had to look it up and share that. So, yeah. So, Emily. So, Joe the plumber comes, right? And he's kind of pervy too, because him and Martha have some eyes. She says something like, "I made a path for you through this water."
Yeah, she built little she built a boardwalk.
Oh, how nice of her. He still goes into water though.
Yeah, because he's the plumber, he's gotta fix the leak.
Yeah, he's like, "I don't need no fucking path."
And where is the water coming from? The wall
the brick wall.
The brick wall.
It's leaking, it's seeping through, and he's like, "Let me just knock this one out."
Yeah, and then he knocks,
and then it falls through, and then he's like, "Let me knock another one out."
And then what happens?
Well,
then weird artist face jumps out and gouges his eyes out.
Well, he crawls through the wall.
And somehow does those weird slashes on his face with his fingers. He didn't even, they were big. They weren't like scratches. They were like devil scratches.
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming his nails are long.
Because he's been there for a while growing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't look so good.
No, he doesn't.
And he dies, and Martha finds him, and then it just jumps to...
Doesn't he... But that scene, right, that's another... That's like over-the-top first eyeball trauma scene.
Right.
Does he... He pushes it out, right?
Pushes it out. And then when he's like laying and Martha finds him, he's just like spitting out acid goo or something. He was like drooling. Like, how come? He got his eyes poked out. He didn't get his tongue poked out.
I don't know.
They just were really into like melty faces.
I did like the blood in this movie though, the way that they would have the blood flow and it even had that watery sound to it.
Yeah. I was just listening to something and they were talking about Italian blood in movies and that they always had the best blood.
That's what I thought. It seemed weirdly, it seemed realistic the way, because sometimes the blood seems like it's thick. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I've never seen mass amounts of blood come out of somebody, but I'm assuming it's more liquefied like it was in this movie. So, yes.
Good job,
kudos
Italians.
Kudos to Italians.
With your blood.
My heritage knows how to make a blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a gross scene. And, yeah, where do we go from there?
Well, this is one of the first... instances of like crazy jumping. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a bunch of them, but it goes like, so Martha finds him and then she's just like sort of like, "Whoa, weird," right? Like she doesn't seem that surprised, nothing. And then he is in the morgue all of a sudden with the artist's body,
right? So I know you
and
had
then
issue.
Martha gets killed Right? Like, then she gets
killed. No. Martha doesn't get killed for a while.
I thought she got killed pretty soon after.
No. So Joe's in the morgue, and I know you're like, how do they even get it? I
guess they skipped it.
I can take that.
They're like you can I don't figure
need to,
it out.
I don't need to see them come to the house and put them in a bag.
Just like a reaction from Martha would have been nice. Or is that supposed to be like she came with the house?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't even remember that as far as her reaction to it.
She had no reaction.
Okay.
Or was not like a reaction you would expect.
Like, I thought she would have upset because I thought she wanted to fuck Joe. So I would have thought
she
would.
Why would you think that?
I'm telling you, they had eyes.
They did not have eyes. Yes, they did.
There's a moment there.
That was her being creepy. Oh my God. You would totally get murdered.
Some woman. This maid wants to fuck me.
And she'd be wanting to murder you.
Should I pull my dick out?
Oh my God. We're just listening to a comedian talking about how.
There's never a good time like
to pull your
like,
dick out.
If you're thinking, should I pull my dick out? No, you shouldn't. But yeah, I guess I would probably be that. No, I wouldn't.
Oh my God, Sean.
I'm just kidding. I'm saying if I'm Joe the plumber, all I was thinking watching this is like.
Oh, apparently plumbers pull their dicks out all the time.
I just thought Joe and Martha had this little moment where they're like, if this owner wouldn't be here, we'd probably fuck real quick and then I'll fix the leak.
Like, got the complete opposite of that. It was like, Martha was like, you're going to die.
Okay. Well, you know, men and women, we just interpret things differently, I guess.
Yeah. So,
He's in the morgue. We see him in the morgue in the clear body bag. And next thing we know, there's some lady and a child coming. Probably like early teen, right?
Yeah,
she looks
like
about 12, 13 years
old.
And we, you and I, because we're artists, put together that that must be his wife.
Wife and child, because we can interpret.
But the funny thing was, right, was like they just came. It was almost like she got a call. Your husband's dead. He's down at the hospital morgue. She was like, oh, okay. And she put together a little fucking bag of his clothes and brought scissors just in case she can't lift them to put the clothes on.
In which she had to cut them.
Like, there's no like medical assistant going, all right, is, you know, can you verify this is
well,
him?
Well, I mean, yeah.
But hey, Italian film. Skip the bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Just fucking get to it.
And what did it say when she went in the door? It said,
oh,
do not entry.
Yeah.
Do not entry.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, I think it's just that language barrier transfer.
Sure.
Because I see it at work all the time where there'll be signs handwritten and it's you know what it means, but there's a language barrier there. So it's just kind of like, oh. Well, that's funny, but I know what they mean. I see stuff like that. So she comes in and next, you know, she's, you know, you're like, oh, she put socks on. She gets them all dressed up. But she does get the scissors out to imply like, I'm going to have to be creative here.
Yeah.
Like, don't lift them up because there's nothing on the back. I just cut it around them. I slipped it over.
Yeah, but I think that's something, you know, that's not that unrealistic. Because he's going to go in a coffin. But of course, when they pick him up to put him in the coffin, all his clothes will probably fall off.
Right, yeah, but
except for his socks.
True, she got the socks on. Like, so a serious
but
question, kind
he's
of.
He's not gonna make it in the coffin, and when he's up and about walking around later, his clothes are on him, so they didn't fall off.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't understand why. Maybe she gave him a haircut. Maybe that's what was going on. She was trimming up his beard and his hair a little bit,
yeah,
make him look nice.
And then there's like the gross artist thing is next to him, and she notices that this was weird too. So she is there dressing her husband, right, with his like fucked up face, and then she turns around and sees the old dead body from 6 years ago, and then she screams like something happened.
Okay, and what the fuck would you do if you saw a dead body from 60 years ago?
Sean,
you'd be like,
she was standing next to her for the hours that it took her to put the clothing on her husband.
I'm thinking
he was there the whole time. Yeah. And then she screams. And what did she do?
I think
passed.
It moved. I think maybe we didn't
see
it move.
Because
it's fucking artsy, Nicole. You have to envision it happening.
Okay.
What is wrong? I
so
thought
then,
you would understand
did
this.
Did she pass out or did she just fall over and hit her head? And then what the fuck fell on her face?
Okay. Have you ever seen
a
mob movie?
They just have open canisters of flesh-eating acid with no top on it on a shelf for it to fall on your face. And would it hit her and it hurt her if she was just passed out? Wouldn't she jump up and be like, oh shit, that hurts? She just lays there and it eats her face.
She probably hit her head on the cold
And her daughter could have saved her, because when her daughter comes in.
Okay, so that's, yeah, that's the part that's fucked
she
up.
She just watches it eat her face, but it wasn't that into eating her face at that point. She could have just slid her over.
Yeah, I was reading.
And then all of a sudden, it's like a freaking flood of acid.
A foamy
acid.
From
a little tiny jar.
Yeah. So I was reading, I forget, I don't know if it was IMDb or whatever, and someone kind of gave their synopsis of what happened, and they're just like, yeah, and, you know, she comes in a room and Jill sees her mom laying there dead. No, no. She saw her mom laying there and acid pouring on her and just stood there and like, looked like...
With a face.
I mean, I'm not saying everybody's a hero deep down inside, but I think if you see...
It sounds like a song.
I think...
Everybody's a hero deep down inside.
Oh, this is... All right. I should... All right. Anyways.
That didn't come out how I envisioned it in my head.
It never does.
No.
But yeah, I'm just saying, like, not everyone's a hero inside, but I mean, if you see acid pouring on your parent, I would think maybe even grab him by the feet and drag him away.
Teenagers are lazy.
We can attest to that
so
for sure.
So if that happened to us, our kids would probably just stand there and be like...
That'll be my next question.
They would do this. I didn't do it. I don't have to clean it up because I didn't do it.
Next time, like, I'll be like, why can't you bring your dishes down? Really? Like, that's that hard? Like, if I was laying there with acid pouring on my face, you wouldn't even move me?
You would just let the acid eat my face?
Like, what the fuck is Dad talking about?
Until it eats my brain and then I'm dead.
Yeah. So she watches that. Now she's got to, like, run away from the acid. It's the foamy acid's coming at her. And then she, like, opens up a fucking ice chest, right?
Yeah.
And obviously she sees something dead in there that looks nasty, and she screams. And then I believe it kind of, like, cuts away from
her.
Yeah,
so how did she get away from the acid? Or are they implying she didn't?
No, I think the gates of hell are open, and there's something in there that, because
problem. The gates are open in the hotel, not in the hospital.
It doesn't matter.
Now they're open everywhere.
What do you think? If you open the gate to hell, it only affects that small radius of area?
Yes, yes.
No.
That is what I think.
Not in Italian films. That's not how it works.
Well.
Anyways, so they go to the funeral, right? And
I mean, at some point. I don't know if it happened right after or whatever.
I'm pretty sure it does. Whatever. We'll skip through it. Mean,
and she's like 12, and apparently she has no custodian at all.
That's the thing. Everyone.
They're just like, oh, so sorry. Bye.
Yeah, everyone, including the fucking priest, is just like, have a good life. Good luck to you.
No one is speaking in an Italian accent in this whole movie. They're speaking in dubbed English.
I know. That's the funny thing. Like, the painter's like, yeah, we're going to get this done today. Well, that seems weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
and then he dies.
A dubbed Southern hillbilly voice. But yeah, everyone does. We're just like, what the fuck?
So then what does she do? She just like wanders the city. She's just wandering around like, I'm an orphan now.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter because they turn and show you that she's got the fucking uncomfortably placed white contacts in her eyes, too.
So wait, why though?
Because she's possessed. She's dead. Somehow.
So the acid did get her.
Or the thing in the closet that she screamed at that we didn't see.
Got her. And turned her into a white-eyed zombie.
Yes. Obviously something. So at some point, I think, previous to this or before this or after, I don't even know when the fuck it was. Liza's driving. So now I'm thinking Florida. Like, I'm picturing Florida where you see those, like, those bridges
or
that,
like,
go on for miles.
Or like when we go to the shore and run that bridge where it's all surrounded by water.
Yeah, and you're on it for, like, a long time. Like, she's just driving down one. And here's the funny thing. She sees something in the road with a dog, and she's getting closer and closer. And she doesn't stop until she's right. It's like,
yeah.
You saw someone standing in the road. You didn't slow down. Anyways.
And it happens to be, what's her face?
Emily
and her Dickie. Dog, Dickie.
Who the fuck names their dog Dickie on top of it, a German Shepherd?
Emily does.
Like, that's a name for
and
one of the
Emily,
little shit
we've
dogs.
We've seen in the beginning
oh,
of the movie. She's reading from this, what is the name of that book?
I don't remember. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Some evil book, I guess.
Evil book.
We'll just say that. And we see it in the beginning.
We see it throughout the movie, just sprinkled here and there.
Yes. So she goes back with Emily. She takes Emily home, right? And she's blind.
Wait, I thought she took her to her home.
No, I think she takes her to Emily's home, which actually is a vacant place. But when she's with Emily.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I just said that. She took Emily home, and she's like.
No.
Oh. Christ, here we go.
What the fuck?
You're wrong. I'm right.
What are you even arguing about?
What are you arguing about? Emily
has her Eliza take her to Emily's house.
That's what I just fucking said.
Didn't sound like it.
Yes. She takes.
And it's cute little house, except for really, it's abandoned.
Right.
Because Emily is a ghost.
And at some point, like, she just tells her, like, yeah, you don't want to do this. Like, you don't want to.
She's warning her. She's the, what is it, the harbinger?
Oh, I'm going to watch you struggle. I have no fucking idea, but go on. Just act like when you have it right, because I don't know what you're talking about, but you look like you're struggling.
She's the warner.
The warner? Is that an official term?
Well, it's called whatever. I
what are you?
Say.
I'm the warner.
For some reason now, I can't remember
in
words.
In the credits, it
so
says, Emily the warner.
Point, it's just going to be me not remembering any words, and I'll be like, blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah, she's trying to be like, look, you don't want to do this. But she doesn't tell her why right now.
Well,
she's
warning
her.
Yeah, she's a warner. Yeah. Not a warning.
So, Emily, who are you? I'm the warner.
I'm a warner. I'm warning you.
Oh,
not
Emily
to do
Warner?
This.
No.
You're not listening to me. And so now all the bad shit's going to happen to you because you did not take my advice.
Right. So, doesn't listen. At this time, too, Liza has met John, the doctor. Dr. John, who makes house calls.
He's
comes early.
He's a fucking dick.
He comes early.
I want to punch John in the face. Is his name John?
Yeah. Dr. John McCabe.
Yeah, he's just like, you're crazy. Whenever she sees something, that's his excuse. You're mentally unstable.
Well, I mean, can you blame him? He's a doctor of science, and she's talking crazy shit. Like, supernatural. Oh, I saw this, and I picked up this lady, and he's like, yeah, nobody's fucking lived there for 50 years.
Yeah, but why does he keep sniffing around her then?
Because he wants to fuck her.
Wow, you just have a one-track mind.
Yeah. So, why do you think he was around?
I don't know. That's
exactly,
because
he wanted to fuck her.
Because he was intrigued by the murder going on, or he thinks she's a killer?
No, he's not a fucking detective. He's a guy with a dick. He just wanted to fuck her. That's the only reason he was there. And I know you think I'm just being over the top, but...
He wants to fuck her, but he's also calling her insane. So he wants to have sex with a crazy lady.
Either, yeah. She's probably fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that wouldn't be fun. She'd be like, I see a dead person. I gotta gouge your eyes out.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if I was a doctor, and that's probably... I mean, what else
if is... I was a doctor... And I was dealing with someone who I thought could be psychotic. I'd want to fuck her. Good thing you're not a fucking doctor, you piece of shit.
I just can't say that's why I'm not a doctor. I'm a factory
worker. Plus, isn't that like a breaking laws or something?
Oh, I'm sure, probably. But
God, you are really ornery today. I don't even know that we can release this podcast with all your talking.
Oh, boy,
fucking...
here we go again. We will not be doing a second recording of this.
What are you even talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he sticks around, but he does, and you're right. He's like, it's not happening. You're crazy. And he ends up going to that house at some point, right?
And seeing it, there's nobody. It's abandoned.
Right, but I think he finds the book there.
Yeah.
Although
he's like, and I saw you put the book there.
Well, that's the thing. We're jumping around just as much as the movie, but I don't fucking know where we're going with this.
I feel like we're more coherent for the movie than movie is.
Okay.
Coherent. We're Maybe. More coherent.
Yeah, they go for a walk.
The movie that we are describing sounds not so bad.
Yeah, it still sounds bad. It's still fucked up. But they're like walking down the village, and she's like, oh, there's the book. And they go in, and then the book ain't there.
Yeah.
And the book guy starts fucking just like laughing when she's like, where is this book? And he's like, and they leave.
That wasn't with the doctor, though. That was with the real estate tycoon.
Oh, with Martin.
You can't even keep your stories
Who?
Straight.
Martin goes to somewhere, to library or to town hall or somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Martin dies. I forgot. He's the one that gets eaten by tarantulas.
Right. Because he's on one of those cool, like, we'll never be able to go on one of those cool sliding ladders in
the
library.
It wasn't a sliding ladder. That was a pick up and move it ladder. because I thought, why isn't it a sliding ladder? When the librarian was like, picked it up to move it to where the book was. And I was like, that sucks. It should be slidey.
Well, he gets knocked off of it, right?
By
whatever. We don't know what he gets knocked off by.
Well, he's looking up there at the, by the, there's like plans of the hotel in there, and he's looking at me.
Oh, the blueprints. And I think he sees
something so shocking that it knocks him off the ladder.
Right. So, excuse me. That just plays to, yes, it's not just the house. It's the whole area is fucked up.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
See?
Yeah.
I can interpret art.
Uh-huh.
And so he falls because he wanted to fuck the librarian. And so
he did not want to fuck.
I think he did. When she picked up the ladder, he's like, oh.
It was a guy.
Oh.
It was an old man, the librarian.
See, this
is this when you were sleeping?
No, this is like Peacemaker, where Vigilante is like, oh, a girl nurse and then a boy nurse. And the girl's like, you could just say nurse. He's like, no, because you say nurse, I envision it. It's a girl. Librarian, envision it's a girl, not a guy. Not saying there's anything wrong with it, but maybe I did blink.
You know, Vigilante's like the doofus asshole in the show.
I understand. And that's my.
So you're literally saying you're the doofus asshole.
I already know that.
So he falls. And then from someplace, tarantulas appear and they eat his face.
This is my worst fear when I'm using the bathroom.
Tarantulas?
Well, not tarantulas, but like that spiders are going to come out while I'm pooping. And it's like, what are you going to do? That's when I'm most afraid of spiders, especially if we're camping or something, is that spiders will come out of nowhere.
Well, they wouldn't be tarantulas.
Or they're hiding underneath the toilet seat that you put, you know, the part you lift when you're a boy to pee. Like so. So.
You know the part you lift when you're a boy to pee?
When we
whichever little boy.
When we go camping or anything and I got to use an outhouse or just anywhere like that, I kind of like use my foot to lift it before I clean it because I'm like, there could be a spider just hanging out under it because they're thinking like, oh, this is dark and
moist.
Yeah. And then I sit down, I'm like, ooh, what's tickling me? And it would be a spider. So all these tarantulas come out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And they start, I think they eat his eye, don't they?
They do. They pull cheeks and shit. They pull his eye out. They eat his lip.
Now, is he dead or does he move at some point?
Yeah, his eye opens and he just lays there and lets the spiders eat his face. Because his eye opens and it gets bigger before they eat his eye. Apparently, it puts like a type of paralysis on you as well.
Nice.
When you fall.
Yeah.
You're like entranced to become one of the walking dead. Right.
Yeah. So Martin's gone. He's dead.
But we never see Martin again, I don't think. I think that's just that. Or does his body reappear walking dead?
So I think so. Right. So Emily.
There's so many walking dead. I can't remember.
Emily comes to, I believe, the hotel. Right.
Right.
To talk to Liza. And she
tells her about room 36.
She's like, I didn't want to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. I guess I will.
Yeah, because Liza has found the artist's evil painting, which I would think that the stupid villagers would have burned it.
Yeah, or just they thing sitting for 50 years.
They put it in the attic. The villagers are like, oh, take care of this painting, put it in the attic.
You know, artists are famous when they're dead. So we stick this up here.
And we come back and get it.
We could sell it. The warlock, dead warlock's painting.
Yeah.
Get a lot of money for this thing.
That's right.
That's what they were thinking.
That's what I think, too.
Yep.
So, it's down in the hotel lobby now.
Yeah.
And when Emily,
you know, because they found
it
and they're like, oh, we could put this in the lobby here.
Yeah, this really fucked up looking painting, which I would hang, but I don't know. Then I would probably become a gate to hell.
Well, yeah. And Emily inspects it, right? And then she starts bleeding, which...
Emily inspects it with her hands because she's blind.
Right. It's a painting, I mean.
And then she runs out. She's blind, but she runs out like she can see.
Yeah.
She didn't hit any walls or anything. So, this isn't her house. And I guess it was her house, right? Her and Dickie, they run. She's not even holding on to Dickie when she runs either. So he's not even guiding her.
Right. So, okay. So you read up on this, right, prior. But they show that scene like three times or something
in
slow motion.
We're supposed to be picking something up.
Right. And what I'm picking up is...
There's music playing.
No, what I'm picking up is what you just said. I'm going, fuck, this blind girl sure knows how to get the fuck out of here fast and not run into a wall.
That's what I thought, too.
But what was the real reason you read?
We were supposed to pick up that she had no footsteps. Her and Dickie didn't have footsteps.
Yeah.
But there was like music playing, so I'm
Well, there's
gonna...
like this annoying fucking piano... That was annoying. That ding, 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 or whatever the fuck it was. I was like, this is awful.
Ding.
Which Emily plays on the piano when she's back at her house, I think, or something later on. But yeah, I was not. You know what I noticed about footsteps is they really made them loud when Liza walked over to the door. It was like that was a total overdub of footsteps. It was so loud. Do you remember? Did you hear that? I was just like going, "What the fuck?" Like they're really. So,
is this when Emily comes to visit her?
Well, it was after she ran out, and we see it replay five times.
Oh, because they want you to
really
pick up
like, oh, you didn't hear nothing there, but listen to the loud footsteps
of
her.
See, Sean, we fall into the idiot party.
We do.
We didn't pick up on it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So, So. Emily goes home, right?
But what happens when she goes home? She's visited by the spirits.
Who's here? I know there's someone here. Who is it? Dickie, come. Who's here?
Spirits of Joe the plumber.
Well, and how does she... Well, and Schweik, which she finds by crawling on the floor. I forget how the fuck she ends up on the floor.
Yeah.
She's scared and then she feels his nasty foot.
Yeah.
And
there's a couple other people there that I didn't
So I think that is everyone that's died and the movie is there.
Oh, okay.
I think they're all there.
And they're there to bring her back to hell.
Right. And
she apparently has escaped hell.
So you kind of put that together, but we watched the trailer and we picked up where she's like, I don't want to go back, Schweik, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you kind of figure that anyways because she's in, you know, early on in the movie and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, she's a ghost.
Yeah.
And Dickie is the one who murders her, her faithful dog.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That was both sad and probably the worst special effects.
Yeah, it looked like a hand puppet.
Yeah, it did. It was awful.
But he didn't even have sharp teeth. And he was ripping her apart. And he looked like, he was like a little too rounded as a hand puppet. So he literally looked like a hand with fur on it, just ripping her apart.
Yeah. That was the worst one. Like everything was like all the special effects were like over the top and gross, and this was the one where it's like I don't know about this one. Yeah. Plus
Dickie, no.
But she's already like some sort of spirit dead thing,
she's a
something
ghost,
or other.
So why would she have flesh to rip
off? I don't know. But she clearly wants to stay on this side of hell.
Well, because she doesn't want to be in hell.
Would you? We see what
it
looks like.
Why the hell was she even in hell? What did she do so wrong? Is it because she read from the book?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because she housed a warlock?
I don't know.
She did something.
Yeah, she
did. I don't understand why half the people are there. Because I thought you had to be bad to go to hell. And then we find out later that Liza goes to hell.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dickhead.
Well, Dr. Dickhead.
That's why he goes to hell, because he's a dickhead. But why'd Liza go to hell? She's just trying to make a buck.
Well, so Dr. John actually goes to Emily's place because he had said, like, no one's ever. He goes there. He sees the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he reads it or looks at it or something. And then he goes back to the hotel.
And then to go back to belittle Emily and be like, you're a dumbass. That's what he did. Not Emily, Liza. He goes back to tell Liza she's a dumbass, that it's all in her head, and then he sees it for himself, and he's like, okay, I can't deny it anymore.
I thought he knew already from the book.
No, the book, he said, you put that book there for me to find, you crazy bitch. He doesn't really say that, but that's what he was thinking. Right?
Probably.
They go down to the water basement.
He's also thinking they still want to fuck her.
They go down to the water basement. Then they leave the water basement, and then are they in the hospital?
So, okay. Excuse me. Yeah, they go in the basement, and some shit happens there, right? And they run up the stairs, and I think they leave, and they go to the hospital. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
To get away, and he's like, oh, you know what'll be safe?
The hospital.
The hospital. I have an office there with an overnight bed. We can go stay there. And, But his plans are foiled because ends up that all the fucking dead people, there's like, you point out too, like how many fucking dead people are at the hospital? I mean,
a lot of dead people, and they all become walking dead, and they are chasing them around the hospital to kill them.
Yes. So here's where we both kept like talking back to the movie going, are you fucking kidding me? Because he has a gun. Because every doctor has a gun.
Yeah.
And so he starts shooting the zombies, right? And I get it. He's shooting them.
They're walking dead. Because zombies would eat them.
He's shooting the walking dead. And I get it. You're going to go for like the bigger target area, the torso, where you're going to hit the heart or something that's going to fucking kill you, right? Your lungs. And nothing's happening. And then he shoots one in the head and boom, it drops. Mm-hmm. Okay. There we go.
And he shoots like three of them in the head and they drop, but then he continually shoots them in the chest, wasting his bullets.
I think he shoots like one more in the head right away. Then he goes back to fucking shooting them all over, even when he's like close to him.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck, dude? And they like, I think they get in a room at some point and the little girl is there.
Yeah.
And he shoots, has no problem shooting her in the fucking head.
Well, because she turns on them. At first she's running around with, Liza, and then she turns on Liza to be all evilly mean.
Yeah.
For some reason, at some point, when her eyes turned ghosty.
Yeah, and so that was a good scene. Like, they had good special effects. Her head explodes.
Yeah, it was rude.
Yeah, and then I think
they go down the elevator, and they end up in her basement again.
Okay, yes. Jumping around, what the fuck?
Well, it's like it took them back to the hell portal because it wants them to go into hell.
You know, I get that, but it's just kind of like, really?
Well, they even are confused how they ended up in the basement.
Yeah, and I think that's when they, basically the end of the movie, they start walking in this like wasteland.
Yeah.
Right? And they're kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then we see their eyes are white.
And now, so that means they're ghosts now?
I think it just like, if you walk among hell, maybe you get blinded white eyes
by the wasteland,
I guess.
And the wasteland sort of looks like the painting that the warlock was painting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
and then it ends.
So did Schweik just like see this? Like he was a seer? There's a warner and then there's a seer? Or had he been there? Like how the fuck how did he know what it looked like?
I don't know.
Someone tell him?
Well, he was obviously having hell visions.
Okay.
And that's not what I thought hell would look like. Is that what you thought hell would look like?
I don't think about it often, but no.
Yeah.
I think of more like fire and brimstone. People laughing. And you're scared and you run away and then...
I picture it like Hellraiser.
Okay.
Like Pinhead's walking around. He's like, we got such sights to show.
But that's
you.
A movie, so they can't be real.
It's not real anyway.
It could be. You don't know.
Yeah, well, I do know. And
if I die, I'll be going because I'm a evil doctor that would fuck my patients, according to you.
Yeah, you would be.
But I'm not a doctor, and I fuck no patients, so I'm not going.
You're going because you're a pervert. That's all you talk about is fucking everyone, apparently.
No, not
That's
everyone.
That's your character role in every movie is trying I would to be get typecast. With all the ladies.
So we got this guy here, and he's going to get murdered because he's trying to fuck the hotel desk lady. Oh, we got the perfect guy for that.
Yeah, it's this guy here. That's all he thinks about.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I think we went way longer than I anticipated with this. I thought this was going to be like a 5-minute podcast because I don't know what the fuck to say about this thing.
I find when we don't care for a movie, we have a lot more to say
about
it.
Think so?
Than when we like it.
And then when we like it, we're like, we just fucking love it.
Just watch it.
It was so cool.
Now this one, I like other movies better.
Yeah. Oh, are we doing the grading?
Oh, yeah.
So I think you went first last time. So I am going to give it. I'm going to give it a D-.
Ooh.
Because of the over-the-top
special
effects were pretty fucking, I mean, they were pretty good.
Some of them.
Yeah, like I like the blood. Maybe, okay, D- for the Italian blood.
Italian blood also, well, I think I'm near you. I'm going to say a D for Italian blood.
Is there an F plus or just F is just fucking like, no matter. F plus, F minus.
Yeah, just
F. It's all the fucking same.
And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people like this movie. I'm not one of them because I'm in the idiot camp.
I'm sure there are people that like it. And then I'm sure there's also a group of like pretentious people who are just like, oh my God, it's so fucking good.
It's Italian.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not explained like Hellraiser. You know, there's probably that group too.
Well, and then there's people that like it better.
I'm just saying there's, you know, it's like when you get into stuff like this, there's always that group who would look down at us for being like, you don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't understand it. I feel like I understand it more after we discussed it.
So,
but I still don't agree with it.
Yeah. So is this, I mean, even though we gave it basically almost a fail, would you say, yeah, give it a watch though?
Yeah. So you can see all the eye trauma.
What did we watch it on in case someone does want to watch it?
It's available all over the place for free. For free. With the ads.
Yeah. Just search it up.
I think we watched it on Plex. Plex.
Yeah. I can't say watch it. I would say, nah, just fucking watch
it just so you can see tarantulas become flesh eaters. I mean, if you faces,
yeah, I mean, obviously,
and
like
pull out eyeballs like they're grape skins.
If you're like me, you're not really a fan of horror, really, then I'd be like, yeah, you're just gonna be like, I wasted.
When the tarantulas are on his face eating them, when they get close, at first they're real tarantulas, and then they turn into like Toy Store tarantulas, yeah. And it looks like someone just got action. Their butt and they're just jiggling them, yeah. Back and yeah. Forth.
Oh, like the rubber ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. Where you can pick them and go, hey, Nick, look. And he's it looks. Tarantula. Yeah. That's what it did look like. So, yeah. I'm not recommending it. But if you're a horror fan, you like gore, then I would say, yeah, watch it because there is a lot of it in there.
Right.
But so that is all I have to say on The Beyond from 1981.
So, next week, we actually know what we're going to watch because we're going to record it right after this one.
Well, that's okay.
Did I just ruin the mystery?
Yeah, you did.
Who cares? Like, I don't like, think
oh,
people...
I wonder what it'll be. I know. Just go ahead and say it.
All right. I'm not going to tell you if you want to wonder. Watching? Antlers.
Okay. Well, let's go watch it and then we'll record.
We'll just record.
All right. So are you done with this?
With what?
With The Beyond.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're good?
I'm beyond it.
All right. I'm done too. So that'll wrap up this one. Let's go talk about Antlers.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you would like to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, you can find us at Horrified Chicken Podcast. If you have any movie suggestions, anything that might scare Sean really good, or you have feedback on the show, please email us at horrifiedchickenpodcast@gmail.com.